Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nice job there with the little Bond music from Dan Wilson back in the studio. Great job producing the show. It is the WIP Morning Show from Borgata. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Joe DiCamera, Hughes, Devin Caney, last segment for us. Let's get to some stuff. Let's get to the window to the weekend, Devin.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Wonderfully done.
Thank you for teeing me up. I was waiting for Dan Wilson to, like, a little inside baseball to, like, calm me down in my headphones. But
so we are good.
Sorry, Dan, not throwing you under the bus.
Little window to the – yeah, that was totally on us. Window to the weekend, obviously, we just mentioned the Phillies Diamondbacks. A big series, too, if you're talking about tiebreakers. We talked, you know, kind of this playoff thing in the National League could be pretty tough. There's, like, 8 teams for 6 spots as of now, maybe 9 as of now. Well, the Diamondbacks have the exact same record.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And how are they playing right now?
They just won 2 at the
Mets. Just won 2. They had struggled a bit prior to that. They started hot, had a little middle thing, and are starting to play a little better. Kind of similar-ish to the Phillies. Yeah. But look, a team that we know we don't like.
Merrill Kelly.
I will forever hate the Diamondbacks.
Forever. For the rest of my life.
I will never get over it.
Totally with you.
It'll always give me just like a sinking feeling whenever the Phillies have to play.
So, and a big one at that stadium. You know, we all remember game 6 and game 7. So you hope that maybe we see a little fire from this Phillies team. Obviously, the same group that was here, you know, a year and a half ago for that series. Right. So that's this weekend. Plus, as Dan Wilson pointed out, this is pretty wild. I don't think this happens very often in sports. If you're in the city of Denver tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, you will have 2 Game 7s on the same night. Nuggets, Clippers, Avalanche, Stars. The Nuggets will be in town, the Avalanche in Dallas. But
that's insane.
I mean, we've been doing this a long time. Do you remember? Like, that's pretty rare. I'm sure it's happened before, but it's probably pretty rare to have 2 Game 7s in the same city on the same night.
No, I mean, can you imagine how lit Denver is going to be tomorrow night?
Yes.
I would love to be there.
That sounds like a friggin' awesome time. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Dreamed about owning a Corvette? Now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. John, our question today was, do you think this Phillies team, as currently constructed, is good enough to win the World Series? How do you think the voting came out on Twitter?
After last night, 75% say no.
Really? Dude, you're so good. But guess what? It's 87%.
Wow.
Say no. I was shocked. So I was thinking like 65, 70. You went higher and closer. That's why I said good job, because you're closer than I would have been. 87% of,
people,
I mean, they're 17
mad.
And 14, and it's May 2nd.
We're second in our division.
That says something about where this fan base, and look, we're this team is in danger of getting to that point. We all saw it with the Sixers, and granted, this Phillies team has done
gone farther
and won more and deserve more respect than anything that Sixers group has done. And the way the organization
100%.
Is run is a thousand times better, and the ownership is infinitely better. Like, you can't put a number on how much better John Middleton is than Josh Harris.
Although I will contend that his budgetary constraints
he put on this year. I agree,
talking about
but he's
this
also
year.
The fourth highest payroll in baseball.
I understand that.
Can I kill John Middleton for it? No,
but I will for this year because you are wasting prime of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but again, you're the fourth highest payroll. I get your point, Rhea, but you're the fourth highest payroll in baseball. Like, I would spend more. I agree with you. Just add to it. But at the same point, we're sitting here saying this team might not be good enough. It might not have even mattered if they added. I don't know. It's a tough one. I get it. I'm not going to give him a full pass, but at the same time, like, I think of all the people in positions of power right now, John Middleton has the least of my ire.
He's slow on the list.
By far. But
he's on mine.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him there yet, but I would say he probably shouldn't. Like, if I were going to give a criticism Middleton, it would be, don't say this stuff about being the 1927 Yankees and then have an off-spending year. But yeah. I still, on a whole, I can't crush him. He spent so much money. Like, they have to do better. This team has to do better. This organization has to be better. All that stuff. 87%.
That's astonishing.
It is astonishing. I agree. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get to Times Yours. Your calls now. Let's talk to our buddy Bob in Pensacola. Bobby!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob.
I don't know if the word is happy, but I am okay with where the Phillies are at as we speak today. I mean, think about it. If we thought, hey, Noah would start out as crappy as he did, Marsh, boom, stinks. Rojas, beginning, stinks. No Ranger Suarez. Sanchez got hurt, the pitcher. But now, looking ahead, Suarez, I'm really excited coming back on Sunday. Rojas, you got to admit, playing better offense. Marsh, supposedly, get some good swings down, down south. I feel good of where we're at right now and what the summer looks like because, as Charlie says, summertime's hit season.
Say it again.
Summertime what?
It's hitting season?
Oh, I thought you said it's 60.
I thought he said 60.
So did I, right? I was like, it's summertime.
It's
60.
It's
I was like,
60. Well, all right. Well, does that mean like Aaron Nola will pitch better? Or what?
And also, it's kind of a low temperature for the summer.
Yeah, it's not warm enough for Aaron.
I got you. You're right, Bobby. It is hitting season. You would think that they would get going a little more. But, Bob, my concern when I watch these guys is the lack of power and the lack of extra base hits with this group. It feels so hard for this team to score runs right now. And even then, even they're not hitting the ball at the ballpark, but even then they're not, like, they're not taking advantage of situations. Like, Trey Turner doesn't steal bases. Like, I looked last night, there's 30 guys in Major League Baseball have more steals than Trey Turner.
Wow,
30 players. Like, what are we doing here? You're probably for your speed. You're probably
well,
here because you're...
James, I think with Turner is... Turner wasn't getting on base at the beginning of the year.
But he is this year now. Like, he's on base. His OBP is like 360 or something. Like, he's doing fine in that department.
So
he's
why
not
is
hitting
he
the
not?
Ball.
Why would the, they not send
he's
him?
He's not slugging and
why
he's not running.
Why would they not send him on the base path?
I don't know. They're not being aggressive on the base pass at all. Other than playing the Mets, I think it was. It the Mets or the Marlins? I think it was the Marlins. That whenever they saw an advantage there, the Marlins.
Oh, they went off.
Baseball, they went off. Other than that game, they haven't run at all. Yeah. Like, it's so strange. All right, Bobby, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, how about the greatest prayer of all time, the Our Father?
I guess that's a title.
Is that what it's called?
It's the title of the prayer.
Like, I mean, Bob, okay. Bob is a long-time listener, should know that we very rarely go.
Lord.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's prayer.
With religious answers on this show, so it's probably not going to win, but it's an interesting, oh, it's the Lord's Prayer, so it's not, he's not even right.
No. It's the first line but, of the Lord's Prayer.
But I will say that, like,
so that is definitely not going to care.
Like, I know growing up, we would always just call it the Our Father. Sure. We didn't call it the
Lord's
Prayer.
Yeah, but that's
prayer.
Not like the title.
No, no, I know. Where, I'm just
I mean,
saying.
If Jody Cameron's not here, someone's got to be the stickler.
I understand.
To,
just saying. That's what we never refer to.
Either way, not a winning answer. We're not going to vote for something like that. We don't on this show. All right, 215-592-9499. We're coming back to the phones in a second. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is sponsored by, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's do it with Time's Yours.
Concerned about this offense. This offense scored two runs against a guy who was working in Home Depot at the beginning of the year. Are you kidding me? Is Brad Lord, is he going to be the next Kurt Warner of grocery stores, but at Home Depot? I don't think so.
I don't want to be royal. Roy, anyone else think of that last night when they were watching Lord pitch? No,
I'm no, you were the only one.
Oh, were bad. You? Was that just Lord, supposed to be Royal?
Yes.
Oh, I took me.
It was not great singing.
Not the best.
My daughter is a fan of the song.
Didn't hit the spell. The note.
It could be Royal, Royal.
Oh man, na, 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 don't do it anymore. Na, na,
na. Please stop.
No,
enough.
No, it wasn't good.
Not great. All right.
But
not great.
It, let's. I tried. Oh,
you did try. You went for it big time. And thank you.
Royal.
Well,
now everyone's doing it.
You can call me Queen Bee.
Yeah, my daughter calls it the Queen Bee song. So.
I will not try it and not hurt people's ears.
All right. What's next?
Harper, has he smiled all year? That dude is so miserable out there. I don't know if he's trying to do like what Jalen Hurts does with that stoic look. Let's start holding him accountable. Rhea is the only one that ever says anything bad about Bryce. As soon as she does, everyone shoots her down. Start hitting, man.
I think other people have ripped him.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, also, I ripped him. I think we've been... Man, I brought it up a few days ago. I was like, we got to start talking about this.
I agree. Yeah. Harper's vibes are off. But to be fair, I don't think he's much of a smiler, like, regardless.
No,
he doesn't smile that much even when he's playing well.
My issue is more with the leadership types. Yeah, what Devin talked about, like, short answers after the game, not, you know, kind of standing there and taking it. All right, what's next?
The worst thing that happened to the Phillies was the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Time's yours.
So I don't agree with that. Here's the thing, and maybe it did put pressure on them that they can't handle. It doesn't seem like this group is great at handling pressure. But, like, wouldn't you want it to be something that is a motivator for a team? Like, don't you want the type of team to root for the type of team that sees that happen and says, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do, let's make that happen. And instead, to the caller's point, I think it's more like, maybe
they did,
but they can't execute it. They can't put it in
reality.
They
need to figure out a way to actualize that. And they don't have the proper perspective right now to do this. And I think, I really do think we might have isolated this. Bring back Garrett Stubbs. Like, I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds sort of...
I'm for it.
I don't think it's that crazy,
Garrett
man.
Garrett Stubbs
I'm for it.
Is lighthearted and...
I'm very with this.
I do think that Marshawn is not giving us as much...
Play-wise, exactly.
Yeah,
regardless, right, you're
so
a backup catcher.
So let's just bring
back
the guy that everyone loves and it makes everyone happy and a little bit less stressed.
Yeah.
Well, and you're like, whatever anyone thinks about the Phillies, I think every single person I've talked to agrees that they could use some sort of change-up, some sort of shake-up. And there's
Stubbs
something where you're not trading players away.
Man.
You're just bringing Stubbs up.
Stubbsy, jolt this team back into happiness and they'll play better.
Yes.
All right, let's do one more, Dan.
The definition triskaidekaphobia came around when somebody tried to pronounce the name T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
That was T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
Outstanding work. And with that, let's shut it down.
Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
That caller deserves a prize.
215-233-4500.
We got some good Cut Times Yours callers. We get some creative stuff. I really appreciate that.
No, that was outstanding.
All right, let's turn to, as I want to make sure everyone gets their answer and has a chance to win these Elvis Costello tickets, man, woman, boy, or girl in a title. David, do you have an answer for us? David. That stinks for David.
My middle name.
Hold on. Really?
Yeah, did you
that
know
that? That was my dad's name.
Really?
I
think it's a good
name.
Shout
out to David Seltzer, RIP. Yeah.
David Seltzer. He's a good man, good
name.
I bet.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it's a good. I think it's strong.
I think David is a great name. Yeah. Look, King David. You know?
There you go.
Like, yeah, exactly. All right, let's get an answer from Michael. Michael, you got an answer for us, a title.
Sure, John Lennon, woman.
John Lennon, woman.
As simple as it gets.
I don't know that. Is that a John Lennon song? Obviously, John Lennon song. I don't know that one.
I don't know it
very well. All right, let's do one more. Bobby, you got an answer for us?
Yeah. How about a Man of La Mancha?
Oh, Man of La Mancha. Sure.
That's an oldie.
There were so many big answers on the board that we didn't get. But I went through the answers during this segment. And here we go.
You got a couple? I like Boys in the Hood.
So that's one of them. Here are what I think the best answers that we got today. When a Man Loves a Woman, Scent of a Woman, Spider-Man, Of Mice and Men, Boys in the Hood, American Girl. Those are the ones that stuck out to me the most.
I think it's Boys in the Hood or
Of Mice and Men.
So I think Mice and Men.
And When a Man Loves a Woman. I think those are the three.
Yeah.
I think they jump off the page. So we all agree. All right, so of those three, the three options, When a Man Loves a Woman, Of Mice and Men, Boys in the Hood. I'm going to go down the line. Rhea, use your vote.
Boys in the Hood.
One for Boys in the Hood. Devin Caney.
Boys in the Hood.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's up to you, John.
Ooh. We have Dan Wilson back in the studio, too. So if he doesn't say Boys...
I love the answer.
Shut it down. Boys in the Hood is the winning answer. So that is... Hold on. Congratulations to...
It was Chris, wasn't it?
Was it Chris? I think it was. Hold on. I'm looking at the sheet here. Congratulations to Chris. Good pull by you, Rhea.
I don't know how I pulled that out.
Now we're going to get his head beat. He calls us one time. He wins a prize. Enough. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you to everyone. Great time today.
Jamie had
a blast doing
Outstanding,
this.
Outstanding, James.
Fran Rojas, awesome job. Anthony DiRenzo, thank you for setting up the YouTube down here, doing all that awesome stuff. And, of course, Dan Wilson, just a phenomenal job back in the studio as always. And thank you to Borgata. Such an awesome place to do a show on Fridays. We'll be back next week. Reminder, again, don't forget, put it in your phones. Whatever you got to do to remember, get a wake-up call. Get a whatever you got to do. 9:15 on Monday, for the first time in 30 years, I was 13 years old the last time Jeffrey Lurie called into WIP. He's going to call in on Monday. He's going to be on with our show around 9:15. Brandon Graham will be in studio. Jason Kelsey will be in studio. It is BG Day. And one more reminder, a limited number of tickets available. It was sold out. The Colonial Theater said, we got a little more. They've released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on May 5th, 5-5. Don't miss your chance to take part in this incredible night for one of our all-time favorite Eagles. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. So Monday is going to be a hell of a day.
Yes.
Keep it here for Joe and Hugh next, but just keep it here through Monday. You're good. We got Devin and Ruben on the weekend, Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Elliot and I, 1 to 3 at Go Birds Radio. Don't ever change the channel.
No.
Keep it here.
There's no reason to.
We'll talk to you guys later.